guys. Come on in.
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Got kind of talk about this weekend. It's going to be an interesting one in terms of our trip to Toronto. First off, is there any issues with the traffic for the guys getting to the airport? Have you checked with the DOT and everything?
I think we're all set with DOT. We shouldn't have any issues. It should be a normal trip for us.
Good. And then tell me about what we're going to have to Toronto, what we're going to have to deal with.
Well, our goal is to make this as normal a trip as possible. Obviously, it's going to be an international game, so passports will have to be used, and we will have to clear customs into Toronto. Outside of that, it's just going to be a normal trip for us. We're going to try and make everything as seamless as possible.
Okay, now I know we've gone through the process of getting the passports from all the players and everything. Are we 100% ready to go?
We're 100%, and we appreciate all your help getting the guys together. They've really cooperated. They complied with all the rules and regulations, and we should be all set with our documentation.
Okay. And when we arrive, how long is that going to slow us down in terms of changing the schedule for the getting from the airport to the hotel?
Well, customs, we're planning for probably 30 to 40 minutes to get through customs. We met with the guys. We have a pretty good plan in place, so we shouldn't have too big of an issue. But there will be a little extra time that we have to dedicate to get through that process.
When we get up there, will there be any special things going on for the team or anything like we might encounter when we go to London, or is it going to just be a normal trip?
It should be just a normal trip for us. They do have some activities that Peyton can elaborate.
Couple NFL festivals near the Rogers Center where the game's taking place, with live bands, food trucks, Bills mascot, alumni players. So they are trying to create a really energetic atmosphere. The city has embraced the games in the past, so we should be welcomed, you know, very warmly, and hopefully we can have quite a few folks north of the border join us wearing red and black.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. How about our hotel? How far is it located from the festival?
It's on the opposite side of the hotel on game day. There's a festival on Saturday that's about 2 kilometers away from the hotel, so that won't impact us in any way. The festival pregame starts at 11 a.m., so we'll be done with any meetings that morning, and it won't impact us in any way getting from the hotel to the stadium.
Well, it sounds like we're right in the same vicinity, so we're not going to have to deal with anything with the buses.
No, we actually have a pretty good plan with the hotel, and we're a relatively convenient location to the stadium. We've met with all the folks at the hotel, and we have a pretty good plan in place. I think you'll be pleased with the location and the layout. Yeah.
Other teams have stayed at the hotel?
They have. Buffalo has stayed there before, and then other teams in other sports have stayed there as well.
And meeting rooms and meal room on the same floor? Or we
Everything's all there together. We have a pretty good plan to secure the location and keep it private for our guys.
Okay. And then all that paperwork that we talked about, we'll do that in advance, right? And you'll hand that out, hand out our passports when we arrive.
I will. Yep. We have a pretty good plan for the passports and all the documentation, so getting in and out should be seamless for the guys, and it shouldn't be anything that they have to worry about. We're going to do a lot of legwork on the front end and on the back end, so it should be just a grab and go.
Good. And then the traveling party then is going to be about how many people?
Currently we're carrying about 150.
Okay.
150. A little lighter than normal.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll have plenty of room on the plane.
Plenty.
All right. Well, shoot, let's eat some breakfast.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.